From scratch.
This week on From Scratch, we're talking about whether learning is a part of great organisations. Nigel, you suggested this topic, so tell us, why have you decided you want to talk about this?
Just a small reflection, Martin, really. I was thinking about great organisations from the 19th century, thinking of some of the, you know, benevolent employers of the 19th century, thinking of Fords in the early 20th century, whether learning was an integral part of those organisations. And the answer probably was not really, a bit of it. Obviously, they needed people who were adequately trained. But in a world where things were pretty much static, you know, I don't know how long Ford produced the Model T, but it was quite a long time. It was only when General Motors got going that they thought there was any need to upgrade the model, apart from making a few incremental improvements to it falling apart when you drove it down the road. I think it's very, very different now. And I reflected on a lot of organizations that I know that I think would be an exciting places to work. And one of the categories for excitement, I think, is the feeling that you're right at the leading edge of learning, that you're being challenged, you know, your brain is being stuffed full of new ideas. So I suppose my conclusion was that in this age we live in, not necessarily for all time, but in this age we live in, learning is completely integral to great workplaces.
Okay, so why is it, you're just making me think about this. So why is, what, you know, 100 years ago we could have organisations that were not necessarily about learning. They were great organisations, but you didn't need to be learning, you know, all the time. Maybe you're suggesting that there wasn't so much change in those organisations. And is that the clue there for why learning is so important now, the fact that change is so rapid and constant?
Kind of, but I think it's more than that, really. That in the 19th century, an organisation where, you know, you weren't beaten up regularly, or your life wasn't put in danger every time you set foot in the workplace, or you were worked to the point where, you know, you physically couldn't walk out the building anymore, that was the norm. So an organisation that treated you relatively reasonably was a great place to work. Mm-hmm. Now the stakes are higher, that most organisations treat you in a civilised manner, not all, but most treat you in a civilised manner. So the differentiators change. And I think the element of excitement and engagement has an awful lot now to do with staying on top of the changes all around us, staying on top of your job, and therefore being a really engaged learning individual. So a kind of lifelong learning model is fundamental.
And do you think that's what is actually happening in organisations right now?
I think so. My view is that we've got such great new ideas about learning in organisations that are really have only emerged in the last 4 or 5 years. And maybe they only scratch the surface in terms of the number of employees they touch on a week-to-week basis, you know, set against the number of people at work in the, you know, in the developed world. Nevertheless, there's a movement which is inexorable. And it's basically a reflection of the need to survive. Survival requires more agile, reflective, resilient individuals. Learning is a key part of that.
So what are some of the new ideas that you just alluded to then that we see now?
Well, just two or three. There are lots of them, but one that is incredibly important is the idea that learning is everywhere. It's not about courses that you dropped into, you know, every 3 years. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, you know, the first 2 weeks in April, but that learning is a part and parcel of day-to-day work. Second thing is about knowledge sharing, building networks that share knowledge informally. So we learn from each other on a continuous basis. We problem solve with others, not on our own. And I suppose the third one is just turning the technology, which is pretty much ubiquitous at work, into access pathways and media for sharing. So all of that stuff, it kind of excites me. It's interesting. It's great. And it is transformative.
And do you think that's reflected in how L&D professionals view themselves and the roles that they currently do?
The best ones, yeah. I think the best ones are doing some great groundbreaking work and, you know, operating at the, if you like, the almost the bleeding edge of the organisation. Others, not so. But, you know, I'm kind of holding out for the innovators.
So the conclusion then is that learning is integral to great places to work. Is that kind of the final word then?
Yes, but for all sorts of reasons, not just simple reasons, but for much more complex reasons, it's true.
Okay. Nigel, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin.
From scratch.